there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from the campus of Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. The music is under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. I'm Aunt Carolyn with a special Bible story just for you. And won't you listen now as the choir opens the program with a song about the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For that good message in song. It's wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the ransom for our sin with his own precious blood. Say, Bible Clubber, do you have your thinking cap on this morning? Do you have a pencil and paper? Here's a good question for you to study about. Can you tell me who this Bible man was? I was the father of Manasseh and Ephraim. Do you know him? Here's another clue. I was sold into Egypt for 20 pieces of silver, and my 10 brothers came down to Egypt to buy corn and bowed down before me. Hey, do you know his name? If you do, send me your answer, and send it to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. I just wonder what good thinking you can do. If you need to look, it's in Genesis 37 through 42. Well, and if you'd like one, ask for a membership button when you write. Maybe you're a first-time listener or just hadn't asked before. We'd be glad to send you one. Say, boys and girls, let me tell you a little story I read recently. There was an elephant hunter that returned from Africa, and he was asked, "What did you see?" He said, "Elephants." "Did you see any missionaries?" "Nope, not a single one, just elephants." Later on, a missionary served the same place, and somebody asked him, "Did you see a lot of elephants there?" He said, "Nope, I never saw one all the time I was there." Well, that's just like us. We see what we're looking for. If our eyes are on the world, we'll never see other people and their need for the Lord Jesus. But if our eyes are on Jesus, we'll be concerned about lost souls and being a witness for him. So, Bible Clubbers, check your vision this week. Keep your eyes on Jesus and your lookout for friends and other folks who need him. And Jesus will be with you, just as in the choir's next song.
Spare a while, we'll hear my call. Every moment
suddenly, all the roughness and surly talking stopped. "Well, upon my life, look who's coming over the hill." And the 10 men stopped their work and looked up. "Oh, no. Well, if it isn't Father's little darling." And the hatred rose in those boys' hearts, and they could just feel it rising up in their throats as they saw the figure of the young man rise in the horizon ahead of them. Oh, Joseph, what a fine, good-looking boy he was. And he was so fine, and he loved his brothers. Why was all this hatred and resentment built up in their hearts so? Well, it stemmed, it seemed, from the day he was born, when his father loved him specially because he was the child of his old age. But that wasn't the only reason the boys hated him. You know, it's kind of like when kids accuse another child in the class of being teacher's pet, when really they're not teacher's pet at all. It's just the teacher has found somebody she can depend on, and so that person gets more privileges to run more errands and do more things. And then the other kids resent it because they think they're teacher's pet. Well, it was a little bit that way with Joseph because he was dependable day and night. No matter what his father gave him to do, if Joseph said he'd do it, Father didn't have to worry about it anymore. Besides that, he was truthful. Sometimes to the point of hurting. Because, you see, these other brothers were mean and evil boys, and Joseph turned them up. He went to his father and he told on them when they did wrong. And boy, did they hate him for it. You know, sometimes kids say, "Ooh, don't squeal, don't squeal." But that's not the philosophy of the Word of God. If something's going on that's wrong, you better tell it. Otherwise, you're a party to it, you know? So Joseph turned the brothers in and told his daddy when something was wrong going on, and my, they hated it. And then, to make matters worse, would you believe Joseph had some dreams? And when he'd get up in the morning, he didn't have any better sense than to tell it. And he told one time about his sheep stand in the middle of the field, and the other sheaves of his brothers all bowing down to him. That was like setting a match to gasoline. It made the boy so mad. And another time he had a dream that the sun and moon and stars bowed down to him. And Jacob, his father, even studied about that and said, "You mean you think your mother and I and all your brothers are going to bow down before you?" And boy, did it make the brothers mad. But Jacob, his father, kind of pondered that thing in his heart. And he gave Joseph a coat of many colors, which was a sign of love and family devotion. And everything seemed to happen to Joseph just made those brothers more angry. Well, it happened this day that they were way off down at Dothan, guarding the sheep and doing the work. And Father called on Joseph to go down there and find out how the boys were getting along and take them some food. Well, now, if it had been some boys, they'd have said, "Oh, Daddy, do I have to?" Or, "Oh, it's so long, and I have to walk the whole way?" No, not Joseph. He was willing to do what his father said to, and without any argument, he loaded up the things that Father had for the boys and headed off hunting them. It was so far, and Joseph never had been there before. He even got lost on the way, and a man found him in the field and said, "What are you looking for, boy?" And at that point, Joseph could have been tired and discouraged and said, "Well, I'm hunting home because I'm tired. I've been out here." But no, he said, "I'm looking for my brothers." And so the man helped him. You see, Joseph never lost sight of the job that he'd been given to do. He never lost sight of the orders his father had given him. And so when Joseph came up over the hill and the brothers saw him coming, all their hearts burned with hatred and envy. And they said, "You look at that young scamp. Oh, I hate him. Do I ever wish I could get rid of him?" And one said, "Yeah, you just wait till Dad dies and you see what happens to old buddy Joseph. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get rid of him." And somebody chimed in, "Let's do it right now." And before they could even know what had happened, the plot had thickened and they had decided that they would kill Joseph and get rid of him right then. Now, Reuben was the oldest brother. He should have stepped in and stopped the whole thing right then. But he wasn't man enough to stand up against all the other brothers. So he said, let's don't harm him. There's a pit over there. Let's just put him in there. That seemed to satisfy the evil brothers for a while, so they put poor Joseph, the one who'd come to meet their needs and bring them food and news from home. They ganged up against him and mistreated him and bruised him and dropped him down into a horrible pit. And all his cries for relief and deliverance did no good. The heartless brothers sat down and ate the good things that Joseph had brought them. And just when they were getting relaxed and thinking how they were going to do away with him, they saw a caravan in the distance, and one of the wicked-hearted boys said, "Hey, boys, it's not going to do us any good if we kill him and just bloody up the place. How about let's sell him? Then we'll get some money at least." And would you believe those wicked men pulled poor Joseph, limp and weak and bruised, up out of that pit and sold him for money to a bunch of Ishmaelites that were going down into Egypt. Oh, I suppose they chained poor Joseph just as an ordinary animal or slave. And the brothers didn't give it a second thought as they saw him disappear into the distance. Thinking they'd never see him again, they were rid of him. And then they went home and heartlessly told their father that some lion had destroyed their brother and killed him, and after they had dipped his beautiful coat into the goat's blood, they gave it to their father. And still their wicked hearts watched their poor father weep and cry and bemoan his poor lost son, and nothing seemed to touch their wicked hearts. Oh, you know, it's a pitiful story about Joseph. You know, he left home and came to his brothers, and they rejected him, but that's more than that Jesus did for us. He left his Father in heaven where comforts and glory were his and came down into this old wicked earth where people rejected him and left him and finally killed him and crucified him on the cross of Calvary. Not because of even any wickedness or evil or sin that he had done, but only because he loved us and he came and gave himself on the cross. Listen, Jesus did that for you. Don't turn him away. Don't reject him like Joseph's brothers did. Turn to Jesus as your Savior today. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, Daily Vacation Bible School, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.